I look okay.
Yes, you're beautiful. I might put that in a video.
Welcome, everybody. Today is day 9. We are on the final day of the Divine Mercy Novena. So this is very exciting. And I want to start off by thanking everybody who joined us yesterday for the live Divine Mercy Novena or Divine Mercy Chaplet.
That was a little chaotic on our end.
Yes. But that's okay.
You saw how our family prays. We just do our best and, you know, the kids run around sometimes and sometimes they sit. And so they got a little bit of both yesterday.
Yeah.
And so Janelle and I have been doing Divine Mercy Novenas. We've done 33-day consecration marrying retreats. We released the Catholic Minute videos. And we've been able to do this for about how long?
At least three years.
3 years. And a lot of the times we combine, sometimes we do it separately. But we've been blessed to do this. However, and we've been giving it away for free to bless people, to reach out to people so that they can come to know the fullness of the Catholic faith and really encounter Christ and live God's plan for their life, which is to be a saint. The problem is, it's not a great business model when you give away all your stuff for free. And so we want to continue this ministry, but we also want to expand. We have some great ideas with other online retreats, but we need support. We need help. We are inviting you, our online friends, our online community, to do something new for us. We are becoming members at Patreon, and we're inviting you to become a Patreon member. Now, what's a Patreon member? It's somebody who joins our Catholic online community, joins our mission by giving monthly. And when you give monthly, you also get great rewards from us. You know, if you give I think it's $10 a month. You get 2 audio talks from me. $15 a month, I think there's 4 audio talks that I've given at parish missions. And it goes all the way up to, I think, the last tier. You get 6 audio talks. And we send you my book, The Fullness of Purpose. If that's something that you are able to do, to give a few dollars or a lot of dollars, whatever you want, we'd be very grateful. If you can't, that's okay too. We're still going to keep on putting out our material for free. We'd love to expand our ministry and we'd love you to partner with us by becoming a Patreon member. So Janelle will post the link once again in the post so you have that opportunity to check it out. If you have any questions about that, let us know. So today we are speaking and praying for
the lukewarm souls.
Ooh.
All right, so day 9. Today bring to me the souls who have become lukewarm, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will. For them, the last hope of salvation is to run to my mercy.
Mm.
Wow. So I was just thinking, like, mm-hmm. What makes somebody lukewarm?
Tell me.
And am I in that category? Well, the first thing that I was thinking of was, do I have a relationship with God? Is he like a second thought or an afterthought? But I think it's even more than that. Also, like, when it comes to other people, do they even know that I'm a Catholic?
Mm.
Do they know? How? How do I carry myself in public or in family settings or online or wherever? And do people know that?
Did you read my notes?
No, why? Is that what you were going to say?
We don't rehearse this ahead of time. We don't tell each other what we're going to say. But that was part of my indication or characteristic of somebody who might be lukewarm. The question is, do our family and friends, like, would they consider us a faith-filled Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question to ask. I ask myself that, and I hope my friends and family would say yes, that's what I want. But if not, then I have to recognize, why not? I mean, the greatest treasure that I have is Christ. Why wouldn't people be able to see that if I am truly living that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something else?
No, you go ahead.
I had another one. We want, being lukewarm is that we want the blessing without the cross. And so we want God to forgive our sin, but we don't want to follow him. We want consolation, but we don't want to sacrifice. We want the benefits of prayer without the discipline of praying. So we want the blessing of God without really...
being his disciple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last thing that came to my mind was that we want faith in God, but we want it our way. And so we look at the teachings of the church and perhaps we pick and choose what part of the church's teaching, certain parts of the church's teaching, to be part of our spirituality. And of course, to be a Catholic, it's either you're all in or you're all out to be in communion with the church. And sometimes we struggle with the teachings of the church. And there's a difference between struggling with them and completely outright rejecting them. And I think being lukewarm is saying, I want this one, but I don't want this one. I'll choose this one, but this one I'll just put to the side. Because in the minds of the saints, it was all or nothing. You're never going to find a saint in 2,000 years that's going to say, pick and choose what you want and then follow Jesus. You know, I think when our hearts do that, we become lukewarm.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Maybe you have other thoughts. Why don't you share with us your thoughts on what makes a lukewarm Catholic? So we teach us. And is that it?
Yes, and please post below. Again, let us know that you're still following, and let us know if you what you did for your fitness today, Saturday.
And this is not our last video.
That's right.
We'll do one more.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless.